How are you, mate? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. Not bad at all, just running around crazy, obviously with the Olympics and so forth, so life's pretty good.
The great thing is, when the Olympics turns up, or any sort of athletics, you always see Ewan on your TV, because he's a good old faithful, that's why he knows his stuff, he knows what he's talking about. And like I said, I've never seen a guy so passionate about what he does. You love it, don't you?
I do, yeah, no, whatever I do, I chuck myself into it. I'm actually today in the BT Tower, and the last time I was here, bad memories, I was cooking in MasterChef.
Oh.
And it was a horrible, I don't know if you can hear me, and the head chef was evil. So I'm going to pop upstairs and say hello, but everything I do, I try and, you know, give it 100%.
What are you talking to us about today then? Come on, give us, what is it? Come on.
Come on.
Yes, basically Join In is an initiative which is trying to just, you know, get the legacy going after the Olympics and just try and get people to get involved, really, local sports clubs. And it's just a way of thanking all the volunteers out there, because without volunteers, sport wouldn't happen. I mean, my sport of athletics, the amount of timekeepers, the officials, even the burger stand man outside. You know, there's a lot of people who help sport run behind the scenes, and Join In is just sort of really saying thank you to them, really, and just trying to acknowledge how good all the helpers are that make sport run.
Do you still keep up your running and stuff like that? Or have you said, basically, my legs hurt now, I've given up totally?
I've actually become quite good at plodding. I've become a jogger. So basically, my body couldn't handle the intense athletics training, but I've done the last four London marathons, I do loads of triathlons, and I've found out I'm good at running slowly, so I've become sort of one of those joggers who's a bad, for a sprinter, we never used to mix with the joggers, because we just thought that's not really athletics,
yeah.
But I've become that slow jogger, yeah, I love it.
Do you find that nowadays, though, in terms of, obviously, cause as an athlete, you must have to have quite a restricted diet, you've got to be very careful what you eat, goes into your body, the fuel. Nowadays, do you find that you're just a bit more relaxed, and you just eat what the hell you like?
If I'm honest, it's worse now. I mean, my diet was bad as an athlete because I trained so hard. If I'm perfectly honest with you, I didn't have a strict diet. But
yes, good training, lad.
Yeah, because you're training so hard, you burn it off. My problem I've got now, I don't train 7 days a week and I still like burgers.
I like
while I'm running.
I like you more and more. The more we speak to you, the more I like you. In terms of, obviously, you've got a silver medal. You've got an Olympic silver. Where do you keep it?
Do you know what? It's quite sad, actually. I won't say exactly where I keep it, but I just have it hidden away at home because a few years back, I got burgled, and ever since then, it just really freaked me out that it's sad, but all my medals aren't even on display. I have them literally locked away and hidden. Now I'm sort of looking back at it. I am quite proud of what I've achieved, and it would be nice to have them on display, but no, I don't, sadly.
It isn't in your top drawer of your bedside cabinet, is it?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I don't have a bedside cabinet, actually.
No, he has a chocolate one in there.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever take it out of his little cupboard and just give it a little kiss?
No. Well, I do put my little pinny on and do the washing up with my medals on. Nothing like that, to be honest.
Hey, don't excite her now. You're giving her images.
Oh,
and she's freaking out now. Look at her.
I'm picturing you in a nice white vest and some cycling shorts.
Well,
I've